When an illness strikes you, you look for ways to treat it so it can be quickly eliminated. Unfortunately, there are diseases which you are forced to confront as a permanent part of what will be a new way of life. Parkinson's disease is an example of one of those illnesses. It's a collection of challenges which impact the lives of the patient as well as their family in long-term ways, in many ways. Our next guest joins us to preview a free conference in New Jersey, which will provide information about the ways that Parkinson's disease can be dealt with and the programs which are available that assist both the patients and their families. She is the program coordinator of the New Jersey chapter of the American Parkinson Disease Association Information and Referral Center, Shalina Williams. Good morning, Shalina.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Great to have you talk about this and to offer help for people who are facing the many challenges that Parkinson's forces upon them. And let me give you a little bit of information as we start here for the listener. The website for the New Jersey chapter of the American Parkinson Disease Association is apdanj.org. And the conference, which I referenced to in the intro, will be on April 9th. That's Saturday from 8:30 until 3. It'll be at the Imperial. That's at 1714 Eastern Avenue in Somerset, New Jersey. Just as a basic overview, Shalina, what is Parkinson's disease? How does it impact the individual?
Parkinson's disease is a degenerative disease that affects the movement of the person. It is through the motor and non-motor skills, so it includes dexterity, decreased dexterity, tremors, decreased facial expressions, rigidity and slow movement. And some of the non-motor symptoms are depression, anxiety, constipation, and sleep disturbances. So it affects everything from A to Z in the body for the person that involves movement disorders.
And just maybe as a maybe the most notable examples of how much it can vary in how it impacts an individual, maybe we can look at two probably the most famous victims of Parkinson's disease, actor Michael J. Fox and boxer Muhammad Ali. We have one who is still out there with their career as an actor. Michael J. Fox most recently appears as a sort of regular on the TV show The Good Wife, and you have Muhammad Ali, who is still physically active, but has lost the ability of speech.
Yes. And I think one thing that people don't notice is that every 9 minutes someone is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So there's about 1 million people in this country living with the disease currently.
Is Parkinson's an illness as we would define as an infection? Is it genetic? Is it one of those where it could be a multiple route to the same location?
It's genetic and environmental. We're not sure which one yet, but there are research being studied on the genetic factors and the environmental factors that could be related to it. We're still not completely sure of it as of now, but there is still research that organizations such as the American Parkinson's Disease Association that is looking in the research for that cause. So for APDA, for example, we have 7 research grants for investigations and 8 centers of advanced research located in major medical and academic centers across the country. So it helps to strengthen and help integrate already existing investigative teams, such as here at Robert Wood Johnson. We have a great team that's going to be speaking at our annual conference that's called Living Well with Parkinson's Disease. Some of the speakers are Dr. Lawrence Golby, Dr. Mammoth, Antonius Mammoth, and Eric Hargreaves, as well as Deb Caputo, who is the advanced practice nurse for the movement disorder team.
And this is a free event, by the way, but registration is required. You call 888-637-9584. Again, 888-637-9584. And make sure that space will be available for you for this. Certainly what you're dealing with, if you are a Parkinson's patient or a family or part of the support medical team, as hopefully every Parkinson's patient is blessed with, this will be some valuable and useful information and firsthand experience that you'll also get, too, because you have quite the inspirational speaker as well, Tim Higgs Sr.
Yes, he's an amazing speaker. I was actually very, very happy to have him as a speaker for this year's conference. I met him at one of our events for the chapters and the clinical, we have an information referral coordinator throughout the state of New Jersey, of each state, almost every state for APDA. So we did have a meeting, and that's who was the guest speaker at the event. And he tells about his amazing personal story of having Parkinson's disease and how he didn't let it stop him from winning the amazing race in Canada for season one. So he will be present at the conference, and I really want to keep promoting the conference for it's for him as well, so that other people can have that inspiration that he does have for everyone that's affected with Parkinson's and not even affected with Parkinson's disease. He's a great motivational speaker.
You can go on YouTube and see some of the videos, and obviously that validates what Shalina just said. We're talking with Shalina Williams, who is the program coordinator of the New Jersey chapter of the American Parkinson's Disease Association Information Referral Center. APDANJ.org is their website. They have a free conference coming up on Saturday, April 9th from 8:30 in the a.m. until 3 in the p.m. at the Imperia. That's at 1714 Easton Avenue in Somerset, New Jersey. Whole host of information, speakers, insight into the medical side of things, the care-taking side of things, and you do have to register for this free event. It's 888-637-9584, 888-637-9584, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned the litany of ways that Parkinson's impacts an individual, Shalina. Does it affect the brain, or is it one of those cases, much like with Lou Gehrig's disease, where the body is affected, but the brain remains sharp?
No, it does affect the brain, and it does affect the body as well. So it's both kind of interchangeable. I know that the brain, from what I understand from the disease, I know that the brain is affected and it affects the movement of the body for the patient.
Does Parkinson's get its, I guess, proper, probably a better way to say this, proper respect as far as caregiving is concerned? We certainly have talked about cancer patients and neuromuscular disease patients. Does the Parkinson's patient have the necessary programs available to them, or is there a lot more that needs to be done in that aspect of care?
There's definitely a lot more that needs to be done, but the American Parkinson's Disease Association has been looking for other alternative stuff for them to do, such as the movement classes that we do have here in our location. We have Tai Chi that's going to be starting in the fall. We try to give them as much exercise. Exercise is the biggest key for preventing, the progression of the disease. So there is a big group of people that have support groups here for caregivers and the people that have Parkinson's disease, and they also go to the dance classes together. So it's a group effort. We try to keep the support group not only for speaking purposes, but for dancing and other classes and opportunities for them to continue working through the disease, but with a group of people that have the same disease with them.
And as I said, the worst thing to have happen is to travel through the darkness of any illness alone. So for family members and support teams and that medical team that is around the individual, what's the best advice you can give those people right now? Because these are certainly not trained medical professionals. They're family members and friends, and a lot of times they'll eliminate themselves only maybe out of guilt because they believe they're not capable of being an asset to that person. What can you say to them?
I say look for an organization such as ours that gives that support. We have support groups. We have information referral centers. We have a great programs such as this that's going to be happening soon, and we have walks, and just keep looking for answers. Also look for a movement disorder specialist, which is specialized in Parkinson's and MS and MSA. Those type of neurologists know more about the disease than a typical neurologist, and to just keep looking on the websites and look for help, because if you don't look for help, you'll never know what to do to prevent progression for the disease.
And one of those outlets of help and empowerment for the patient as well as for the caregiver is coming up on Saturday, April 9th from 8:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon at the Imperia. That's at 1714 Easton Avenue in Somerset, New Jersey. Free event. Registration, however, is required. And to do that, you call 888-637-9584. Again, that's 888-637-9584. And between now and then, certainly pay a visit to the website for the New Jersey chapter of the American Parkinson Disease Association. That's APDANJ.org. There's a lot of information you can download, read, discover, and learn from and be be reinforced by, which right now, no doubt, that is something that you need. And as I said in the introduction, it is one of those realities of life we always wish does not come about. But when it does, to be informed and be educated gives you the strength that you need to deal with it. We've been joined this morning by the program coordinator of the New Jersey chapter of the American Parkinson Disease Association Information and Referral Center, Shalina Williams. Shalina, thanks so much for helping people understand that it's a bend in the road. It's not the end of the road through the work that your organization does. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.